Greetings, greetings, greetings. Hello, everybody. Talk to y'all. Glad to see that you're on board here. This is the Radio Connect with Pace, and I am your co-host, Gina Pagnotta, the local president of Pace, and we have Ebony here, the host for the day. What's going on, Miss Ebony? How y'all doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm trying to hang in there. Girl, let me tell you, we got a lot of calls this morning. It was a lot of downer, and I don't like opening up the shows with a lot of downer, but we got to be, we only have 30 minutes, so I just want to get down straight to the punch to the listeners out there. And call us if you have a feeling that you want to call in and say something, please do so. But I got a lot of calls this morning about 7:30. We got some employees that are really depressed. They're talking to me and talking about how they're getting treated at work, and then the holidays coming up, and, you know, depression is setting in even worse, and coronavirus is sitting in their heads mentally, and it's not even about the job space anymore too much more with personal now, with folks losing relatives and even mothers and fathers, and I just got a lot, and it kind of got me down a little bit. I did my best to try to cheer them up, but, you know, what do you think, how do you think we're going to get through this?
Well, you see, they got the coronavirus, the COVID-19 virus vaccination out. That's a little hope, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I keep hearing a lot of folks, and I'm trying to read up and catch up on it, but everybody I ask, are you going to take the vaccine? They say, heck no, I ain't taking that vaccine. I mean, it's not really funny, but it makes you laugh because people, like, their comments are so funny because some of them be saying, be walking around here like the zombies looking crazy. They said they want to wait till next year.
And they asked us to take the vaccine on the job since we are frontline workers.
Yeah.
They're giving us the first dibs on it. And I don't think the list is too long for that's going to take it. Some saying they are and some are not. I hadn't decided just yet. I just took the flu shot a couple of months back, so I'm not sure. I didn't have any reactions to that, so that was a good thing, but I don't know about the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, because it's a new vaccine, and I guess everybody's kind of word with it, so there's a depression with that, you know, or the anxiety of it, what would it do to me, and you won't know until you get it in your system.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'm just glad that it should relieve a little bit of anxiety to know that there's something out there, but it's not, and the thing that bothered me the most about it, I was hoping and looking for something that will cure it, and this is just a sort of prevent it.
Yeah, and you saw that two people had an allergy, some kind of reaction, because they had previous conditions.
Right,
that was
right.
On the news the other day. So, I mean, it just depends if they're still testing it out. So.
Well, I also heard that, I haven't verified it, but if 70% of the population get this shot and it works, they think that would be the answer, the key to eliminate all, you know, pretty much this virus going around, the mutation. But we, you know, who are these 70% of people? Because the ones in my circle that I talk to are not planning on taking the shot.
And then you still have 30% that won't, and they still going to be masked up or not. We don't know.
And we'll still be masked up. But how are you dealing with the depression? Have you had any calls or anybody talking to you at the 911 center?
Well, this time of year, around the end time of year, you get a lot of deaths anyway. You got a lot of people, the older people are doing a lot of, this time is just the season, I guess. They're going on to their place of rest. And then we have a lot of suicide calls.
Wow.
So last week we had a suicide call. And it's just everything. COVID is like the main factor that's streamlining everything. It's because of COVID. Once people get COVID, they think that's a death sentence within itself.
No, absolutely.
So, and it wears on your mind. I haven't had it. I've had a girlfriend that had it. I've had a sister that had it. I had a couple other people, friends, that did have it, but that is just depressing within itself. So you get a lot of that. We've received a lot of calls. The people are just, during this time, they've lost a lot of elder people or husbands and wives. Mm-hmm. They've lost their companion.
Mm-hmm.
So this time of year, they're thinking about what they used to do or maybe last year what they did together. And so now they have to sit in the living room without that person. So that's the sad thing, and a lot of people unfortunately can't handle that heaviness or that load alone. So if they're not surrounded by family, which I would definitely encourage to surround themselves with family, but again, there's COVID.
Yes.
So it's a It's a sad thing. What my family, we're going to try to do this year is do the Zoom meeting where we can see each other. A lot of people have been doing that house party and all of that on the computer where we can see each other, because it does get, it's a lot. It could be a lot on one person. So,
sadly enough, I got a call last night from my brother who lives in Denver, Colorado. It's just him and his wife. And he called me back to back. And I said, something's wrong, you know. And I grabbed the phone, and he finally, I could hear it in his voice, and he finally told me he was positive for COVID. And he's very muscular and working out and all of that. And he was so depressed. He said, sis, I was okay until I finally, I thought I was just having a bad cold or something until they told me I was positive with COVID. And now I've been sitting up in my room 2 days like I'm just waiting to die. And that hurt me real bad. And we talked 2.5 hours, and I finally told him to come up out that room, because he's not a depressed person all the years.
Yeah.
We've known, you know, been living, knowing each other, brothers and sisters, and he was always lifting me up. And to hear him cry to me on the phone, that it mentally messed his mind up, because he's never had the flu. And so he said the body aches and the fever is what's really killing him. And to be stuck up in a room for 2 days to isolate, he couldn't do it. So his wife said, I don't care. They got the mask on. She said, you come out the room. And we'll just, we're going to do what we got to do together. So they're so far so good. They sent him, though. She tested negative. This is what's so confusing. You know, she got little symptoms, but she was negative. He got the more symptoms. He's positive, but they're in the same house. And she got the vaccination shot because they got a private doctor. Oh, yes. Yes, she did.
Really?
They're not through a company like Kaiser or Blue Cross. They pay out their pocket to a private physician. And he somehow, he gave her a vaccination shot, and he got what you call a fusion.
What's that?
That's supposed to be some kind of doctor, like something similar to what they gave to President Trump.
Oh.
And he told me they put it in an IV in his arm for about an hour. It's got protein in it and antibiotics. So far, his fever went down, and he's just waiting. So I'm like, well, where they do that at? How much do you pay for that doctor? People need to go see that doctor.
That's
then.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, so I'm just concerned about our employees out there, the 911 call centers. And if anybody's out there on the call and you're working in the 911 center, understand, Pace, your local union, we are supporting you 120%. I know that you don't have the money that you would like to have right now, and I know that you are, at this point, we are working on trying to make you the first responders we recognize as professional first responders, and we have been dialoguing and having issues and talking it out. And so you're going to be hearing a lot from us to you guys. So if you want to call in real brief and say something, ask me anything or anything in the information that I can give you would be wonderful. But in the meantime, till we get a call in, this is the Radio Connect with Pace, with your host, Ebony Walton, and your co-host, Gina Pagnotta Murphy. And we're hoping that this will go forward in a more positive way, and that we can get you some information. Hey, Ebony, I did hear about the city of Atlanta extending the
pay.
So talk about
That was on the...
And by the way, thank you for sitting in, because you know... you're sitting in listening to those council meetings.
Yes, they have them on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays.
Okay.
And I think that, I would say they have a majority of the week. But on this past Tuesday, they had the finance meeting. And so in that finance meeting, they mentioned the hazard pay being extended per, you know, for those employees that are considered to be your, the hazard pay employees, the...
Essential workers.
There you go. I can't recall what the time frame that they're going to extend it to, but I want to say it's about 6 months. But they all agreed and voted on it. Everyone on the city council agreed and voted on it. Hold on 1 second. I see we have a caller in.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Let me get them in and see who is this.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Do we have a caller or no?
Yes, I'm on the line. Hello.
Hey, how are you, Paula?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
I'm good.
Are you excited to be on the radio, I see? Yes, you are live and on the radio here with Ebony and Gina. How can we help you? What's on your mind, Carl?
Not so much. Not so much. How things going with the show?
Well, so far, you are first caller, and I hope that the other callers that are listening in will feel free to call in. And today we're talking about depression and anxiety and, you know, just giving in some feedback on what PACE is doing for the 911 call center right now as far as getting you guys, whoever's out there working as recognized as professional first responders and trying to look at getting some money. And I have been talking with your director over there, who I know is leaving, but we're trying to get some things done and transitioning with Mr. Jeff, and it looks to be like it's going to be okay. I've also reached out to a couple of council people to see about what we can do about it. So we are a work in progress with that for the 911 center. But right now, today, we're talking about depression and anxiety. I got a lot of calls in this morning, as I was saying, a lot from different people throughout the city. Matter of fact, 6 calls, and it was about some mistreatment on how employees, supervisors are talking to them, and the depression that they got to go at home with loved ones as maybe a test of positive. And so we're just trying to dialogue about how can we keep ourselves with sanity going through the Christmas holidays. How are you doing with all of this?
As of right now, I'm fine. I mean, you have stressful days, but before I can allow it to really get to me, I have to just take a step back and remind myself I can only handle things one at a time, and I can only work with the resources I have. So to, you know, put myself through the stress, you know, to go beyond that, I'm not about to do it.
Right.
Period.
I understand that. Are you one of the employees in the call center?
I am. I'm one of the supervisors.
So tell me so you're responsible for the people there, and also you'd be probably backing up, and when folks are out, your hands are full, and you got to deal with personal life and the COVID and your own health and the citizens out there that's calling in. How do you handle all of that? You got to be a strong person to do that.
Well, a lot of times, honestly, as far as in dealing with the citizens, sometimes they could be a little brutal. You know, you get cursed out, called everything except your name. But at the end of the day, they're frustrated because of their situation. They're not necessarily frustrated at me. And so I try my hardest to take it personal and just make sure I get the help that they need.
I see we got another caller coming in. Hold on. Just stand by.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the line with Radio Connect with PACE. How are you today? Hello? Caller, are you there? Okay, I guess we lost a connect there. But we're going back to the first caller. What we're trying to do is if we have a group, and we were talking about your how are you handling all of the activities going on in that 911 center?
Yes. So, you know, in dealing with the citizens, the main thing is the goal is to get them the help that they need, you know, and render that help as soon as possible and move on to the next citizen. In terms of the workload, it's just you just work with what you have and do the best with what you have, but you can't allow it to mentally break you down, because if you're melting as a supervisor, the employees see that. And so you have to, you know, keep a strong front, you know, even if it is for them. And sometimes, you know, you may have to take a break, you know, go to the restroom and, you know, get your, you know, just to kind of like step out of the actual atmosphere to clear your head for a moment. And then sometimes, you know, you might not be able to step away from it or clear your head until you actually get off and, you know, get home and just really just debrief and, you know, the whole nine. But the main thing is just knowing that, you know, you've done the best that you could, with the resources that you had, and you tried to help people as best as possible.
Absolutely. And I want you to know, if nobody else tell you, supervisor in the 911 center, whoever you are, I appreciate you. I appreciate your willingness to come to work. I appreciate your tenacity. I appreciate your strength and your humbleness to be there to do what you got to do. So this is no joke out here. We need strong people. We need strong, will-minded people. We need you. We need you to feel that way. And as a local union president, if I'm out there going to fight for you guys to be top-notch first responders and be on top of that game, we need to have these employees feeling that same way and be ready to be humble to themselves. And I must tell you, if nobody else tell you, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, through my heart, for all the work you do. So if you want to stand
by. Thank you so much.
So if you want to stand by and still listen, we have any other callers on the line. Okay, right now, if you want to call in, just please call into the number. Ebony, give them the number.
Number is going to be 516-418-5441. Again, that's 516-418-5441.
As you know, this is the Pilot Radio Connect with Pace, and we're starting off. We only have 30 minutes, but after the first of the year, we're doing this as a pilot to see how it goes, and we'll be extending this to 1 hour to give a lot of folks time to come in. You know, we're working out the kinks, but I think this is going to be a good forum just to call in, to check in, and I'll be able to give you some information. And it's not just going to be directed just to the 911 call center, but it's going to be too open to anyone. We may even have guest speakers like the council people, as you know, as we go forward, or you know, to call in and maybe even do an interview with the mayor if we get that good. You know, she can put us on her agenda. So, you know, we're going to have some lighted, spirited conversations. But right now, for the holidays, we just want to say the depression and the anxiety of everything that's going in, people are really anxious about getting into that new year of 2021, hoping that something better and being enlightened. And whatever your high power prayer or whatever your high power being is, that you reach out and stay focused with that, because that's what's going to be needed in us working together as a team to make things happen and look out for one another. And we really appreciate you calling in. What do you think about the we have another call on the line?
Yes, hold on one second.
Okay.
Get them in.
All right, Carla. Go ahead, Carla. You're in Radio Connect with Pace. How can we help you? You there?
Hey, Gina, it's Director Pritchett. I just thank you for allowing me to call in on your show. I appreciate it. I just want to echo your words and tell everyone thank you so much for your hard work. I've said it before, it takes a special person to be a 911 communications dispatcher. And not everybody in the world could do it, otherwise they would be. And so I just, as things are changing and evolving, I just want to say thank you as well. And you guys continue to hold each other up, because all you've got is each other. And I need you guys to just stay strong, hold each other up, continue the great working relationship that I've had with this entire year, and continue that work. And continue advocating for the 911 center and for the employees. And thank you very much, Gina, for all of your work, and Ebony as well. And I really do wish you guys the very, very best.
All right. Thank you, Director Pritchett.
Thank you.
We appreciate you calling in. Yeah, I love her. All the
will be missed. Director, you have been great with our 911 center. It's a bittersweet, as Gina said yesterday. It is definitely bittersweet. And then around this time of year, so it is, you will be missed, most definitely. You came in that center and you did exactly what we thought you would do. So if you don't feel like you've done anything else for us, you have definitely changed the atmosphere in the center of that 911. It has tremendously, whether you see it, believe it or not, you have tremendously done beautiful thing there. In that 12 months, 13 months that you have been there, you've been a great help in that time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, don't go away thinking at all that you didn't make a difference. I mean, we got you. We fought to get you someone like you, and you came on board, and you brightened up that center from where I used to see how it was. And we appreciate that. We appreciate your alliance with the union, because other people don't understand. When you have a labor management, it is what it is. You have to work together to be a team, to vet, and hear each other. And you did just that. And wherever you go, they're getting a quality leader. And I hope you just drop us a line every now and then to let us know how you're doing.
Yeah, don't forget about it.
I'll be watching very closely, and I'll keep in touch. Thank you for the kind words, Gina and Ebony. I appreciate that.
All right, have a good one.
And we would definitely let you can always, when we send this phone number out, you can always call in wherever you are and want to say something, or just listen in and see how we're doing. All of our topics won't always be 911, but we can be hope that this platform will go global to the point where people just call in and
have no idea.
Let's just have a team building and just talk about what's going on in the world, you know, and so we can help each other. Free is a free intervention. That's what I call it. Free intervention and free communication. You don't have to pay for the magazine, and you don't have to pay for the phone call. So you take care of yourself.
So at the end of this, we're about to wrap it up in a little. We have a couple more minutes, but
we have 9 more minutes.
Yeah, 9 more.
So if any other callers out there want to call in, you got 9 minutes. The phones are open wide, and if not, we'll tidy up with hoping that you guys will have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. I'm not sure what next week, where we'll be on next week. We will be sending out a email blast in the first of the year to let you know when these calls are going to be happening. So
on the show.
Yeah. And you can call in, and we can talk about what topics we're going to be talking about. So just pass the word out to some of your friends and neighbors, and people can call in. They don't necessarily have to work for the city. We just want to make sure it be a clean show. Nobody's calling in and getting fuzzy with anybody. And we're just trying to help. This is going to be a platform to listen, to give out good information, to ask questions, to get answers, and just to help each other. And if there's some information you want us to know and to share, you know, you have the freedom to do so. So, Ebony, what are you planning on doing for the holidays, though?
Well, I'm going to be at work.
We're
going to be working. And we have some things planned. I've done all my Christmas shopping for all my people that I've purchased gifts. So I got in the store this morning and went a little crazy.
I just saw
gifts and gifts and gifts, and then they were so cheap I just couldn't pass it up. So I had to get it. And then I want to make sure everybody, so if they see me giving somebody a gift, won't say, oh, where's my gift? I got something for a little bit of everybody. So I try to. And then I'm going to bake some cakes. We're going to have some sweets for Friday.
Okay.
And then they have where we dress up different days.
Okay.
Wear your Santa hat or whatever. So it'll be fun. We try to keep the atmosphere and the spirits up high a little bit. Everybody, like I said, this time of year you get down. I did think about my grandmother for a little bit, for a minute.
Because
this time of year I would call her and we would talk on the phone about what we cooking. Is her meal going to be bigger than my meal? Is mine bigger than hers? So that's it. But we'll be fine. This is a good year, and then next year it's going to be a better year.
It's going to be a better year.
It's going to be a better year.
I haven't even put up a Christmas tree yet. It's not a bah humbug. I just haven't had energy. I don't have my mother, so, you know, but on a lighter note than that, I'm looking forward, God's will. My birthday is Monday.
That's right.
So anybody out there in Radio Land and Radio Connect, if you feel less love for Gina, you can cash at me any little love offering for my birthday on Monday. It's my dollar sign, Gia Pat. G-I-A-T-A-T, Gia Pat, dollar sign. And my phone number, just in case, is 678-791-9069. If you feel you want to call me or send me a little love offer, that would be so much grateful. But at the same time, Ivy, you're going to make that pound cake.
I'm
going to
make the pound cake.
Ivy makes wonderful sour cream pound cakes, like old school out there, Paula. So I asked her to make me one, and I hope I can get it.
I'm
going to
make. I just bought me a brand new.
Okay, I don't want your husband touching my cake. Don't get a piece of that cake like you did your mama's cake. I want the whole round cake. It's going to be all yours, still round. And listen, I will be giving, Ebony is going to be dispersed and let the 911 center know that all of our PACE members, Ebony's got some bags to give out with some masks, cloth masks that you'll be getting, and some 2021 applications. Anybody in your family, you, that's going to school, that like to be eligible, and you can apply for a scholarship, $500. They give out 500 scholarships, $500 scholarships per year. This year we have, the union is giving two different scholarships,
so you can
apply for both.
That's good.
So all of that will be in your bag that she will be giving you as a love offering from us, from our national office. And we hope that you will enjoy the bag. That can just, bag is just to throw a bunch of stuff in. And we really appreciate you guys being members of the union. And we also have the bonus enrollment still going on for every new member you bring in. You get $50. So that's a good little
1 year. I made $700.
Yeah, you can make a good, make some good money.
Yeah.
And so encourage those new people that together as a team, the more the merrier, because the more voices that you have, I can, you know, speak and we can get, we be heard more.
Yeah.
And they need us.
They
and
do.
So
we're gonna work together this
work
year.
Together
2021. We have the union, the PACE, with E1911 Center and all the other communities within the city of Atlanta, we're going to be working a lot more together.
Oh, absolutely.
And transparent.
And being transparent.
But let me give this number out for those callers that need any assistance or help with dealing with depression. The number is going to be 1-888-518-3651. Again, that number is 1-888-518-3651. And here's another number. It's the Georgia Crisis and Access Line. It's 1-800-715-4225. Again, 1-800-715-4225. They're available 24 hours and 7 days a week.
And, of course, you know, you got, if you're with Kaiser, you can always call Kaiser's Behavior Health.
And your Blue Cross
and your Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Same thing, yes.
So, you know, and if those, if you can't remember any of that, remember 411, I think, is it 411? And they'll give you, and just say you need a crisis line, and they'll be able to provide that for you.
But we don't want anyone to feel alone these holiday seasons. We know how it can be. Some people don't even go to the extreme like others. And, you know, I mean, it's fun. It's traditional. I enjoy it sometimes. I don't get into the mood until, like, the last minute sometimes. And then it's just a spurt, and then it goes away, and that's fine.
Right.
And some people just never – it's just not their thing. My guy friend is just not his thing. But you see these two stockings up here.
Yeah.
He's going to feel that stocking up.
Yeah.
He's filling that stocking up. He's not going to have a choice.
Okay,
that's the thing. You're going to fill it up.
My stocking is laying in a chair, so maybe tonight I'll get
put
the
it
urge
up. That's
to put
it.
Them up.
You'll have to put a tree up.
Well, it's our time about ready to go, and we appreciate you being on Radio Connect with PACE. Thank you, caller, for calling in, and thank you, Director Amanda Pritchett, for calling in and
thank
speaking,
you.
Both of you. We appreciate you. We want you to be safe and
have
stay
a-
safe, have happy holidays, and be and just pass the word
be
of
merry.
Love and joy.
Yes.
And be merry.
Be merry.
And we love you. So, Ebony. Merry Christmas
Merry
to
Christmas
you.
Merry Christmas to you. You have a good evening.
And Radio Connect.
That's
with
right.
PACE.
Radio Connections with PACE is completed.
Have a good day.
You too.
Oh, my God.
You keep saying Radio Connect.
What is it?
Radio Connection.
Oh, okay.
I said Radio Connection.
Well, maybe we.
That's okay. It's
hey, Radio Connect.
That's fine. That's
it pays. I don't know.
We're going to save that one. That was a good one.
Yeah,
that was a better one. That was good. We get it.
So it's Radio Connections with PACE.
Radio Connections with PACE. That was a good one.
Oh, my God. So did it pick all of that up?